Good morning.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I didn't ever think I'd get through.
You made it, sir. What can I do for you?
I wanted to tell you a wacky story about something that happened to me this week.
What happened, sir?
I was sitting at home, and I got a phone call, and a girl that I went out with when I was 15 years old called me on the phone.
Yes.
And she asked me to come out and visit her. So I go out and I visit her, and this is 15 years later, still looks the same.
That's nice.
Got up there, and all I could think of when I was on top of that thing was that hobble, wobble, and gobble.
You mean so you zapped it again 15 years later?
15 years later, and it was sweet.
Was she single? Still single?
Still single. Hadn't seen this girl in 15 years.
Wow, and you just met her, said, how are you? Next, how long was it between the, hey, good to see you again, and the, who's your daddy, who's your daddy?
Yeah, yeah.
How long was it in between that?
I'm 30 years old now. Happened when I was 15 years old. She was my very first love. Next thing I know, having a good old time. And I said, hey, when we was kids, I said, we used to do a lot of French kissing. And I says, let's try something new. And she says, what do you want to try? I says, have you ever had an Australian kiss?
An Australian kiss?
Yes. And she says, no, what is it? And I said, well, the same as a Australian kiss is the same as a French kiss, except for it's down under.
Ooh. For a minute, I thought you were going to say it was out back.
Ew. No.
Yeah.
Pretty wacky, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty wacky.
But I'm going up to see her again, so strange to run into your very first girlfriend again.
Where does she live?
Boston, Massachusetts.
That's a long way to go for a slice, buddy.
Yeah, but it was worth it. It was definitely worth it.
You got to get on the shuttle and go all the way up there.
Yeah, no, I took a plane. Yeah, it was really neat.
Shuttle again.
Flew up. Now next time I'm gonna drive up. But I wanted to tell you, man, I listen to you every morning, and I think you're pretty wacky.
Hey, thank you, sir.
I just got fired from my job.
Oh.
Now I got plenty of time to listen to you.
Keep coming in with Australia on your breath, you won't be able to keep a job.
What DC has for breakfast? The Grease Man. DC 101.